Welcome, everyone, to Garden Life. My name is Julie Prochinski, here with my favorite co-host, Julie Calamine. Good morning, Julie.
Hi, Julie.
This time of year, when garden life is limited, the next best place to be is in a greenhouse. Panhandle Special Needs Greenhouse opened to the public yesterday, December 1st, for their annual Christmas market. They've been open for 50 years, and simply put, PISNY is an employment agency for adults with developmental disabilities, in all that entails. But this time of year, it's a holiday wonderland. Our guest today is Kim Durr, the Work Services Manager for Panhandle Special Needs, here to share with us what's happening at PISNY. Welcome, Kim. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Introduce yourself and tell us how you came to work at PISNY and explain exactly what work services are.
So I joined the PISNY company in 2016. The work services department kind of encompasses a lot of jobs, but mostly in-house training for clients who aren't quite ready to go into the community. They lack some job skills. They've never had employment. So they come into the shop and they get paid employment to learn how to be a good employee in the community. And when they graduate, then we go do job searches for them and help them in community employment with supports.
And where do we see those kids and adults working? Are they all over the community?
We currently have 21 in the community. They range from Yokes, Super One, Safeway, Winter Ridge. We have six community employee cardboard crew at PISNY with our Ace Cardboard business. There's several more.
I think you said Schweitzer's, the gas station.
Oh, yeah, Schweitzer Conoco. Mm-hmm. We had one at Head Start for their school season. So, yeah.
Wow. Your in-house employment, do you take contracts? Do you do contract work there?
We do. We have shredding contracts. So we have businesses all throughout the community who hire us to pick up their documentation and shred it for them. We do a contract with Lignetics, which we've had since like 2002. We do their fire starter kits. We take cedar shavings. We bag them. We weigh them. We pack them and seal them. Take them back to Lignetics and they ship them to their destination.
Okay.
So, and then also with the in-house training, they work in the greenhouse in the spring and in the Christmas market.
Okay. So, and the cottage. Tell us what's happening with the cottage.
So the cottage is currently closed under construction. We're getting ready to lay some of the groundwork for the new facility for the future. It's mostly road and underlying pipes and stuff that go under the road. So,
yeah. And if there's a listener in Sandpoint who doesn't know what the cottage is, what is it and where is it?
So the cottage is owned by Panhandle Special Needs. It's a thrift store. We do only home furnishings, no clothing. We're located at 1407 North Boyer. So we're right across the street from our Panhandle Special Needs building. And it's manned by staff and volunteers and clients, and all the proceeds from the sales of our thrift store go straight into our programs.
When do you expect to open that again, or is it all contingent on this work that's happening?
It's contingent on the road. Okay. We're getting so late in the season, we might have to put it off until the spring.
Okay.
And then, but we want to ensure the safety of that road. The ditches are really deep, so we want to widen it. Add parking.
Yes, it is. So pretty. It's just a was originally a home, so it does need some parking lot work for sure. And in addition to all of that you do the Christmas market.
Yes, that's coming up.
Yeah, tell us all about that.
So this year, we magically transform our greenhouse into a winter wonderland. We decorate it with lights. This year, I have over 50 vendors. Items range from food goods like, you know, jams and jellies to artwork, sewing, jewelry. PISNY itself makes fresh wreaths. So it's spectacular.
Will there be Christmas trees sold there?
We do have Christmas trees. We actually, that is a vendor. He is a high school student. This is his third year that he goes out and forages trees, and so he can make a little side money.
Good. So good.
Yeah.
Let's backtrack to the wreaths. I know that's been a moneymaker for Pisney from the beginning. Tell us a little bit about how you do those. Is that part of your work services there?
It is. It's a little bit limited depending on how busy we are. Do I have time to man both stations? So I try to bring them in there more limited, one or two at a time versus a whole group, so that I can oversee, because it's a wreath maker. So it bends the boughs onto the ring. So you have to, you know, be cautious of injury. And I just have friends and family who go forage boughs for me, and they bring them to Pisney, and then we cut them up into our lengths and make beautiful fresh wreaths. So
it sounds like the special needs folks help out a little bit, but who makes them? Who does the bulk of the construction? You all, the staff?
For the wreaths?
Yes.
Myself, and I do have some volunteers that come in and help.
Well,
because I sell probably over 100 wreaths a year. So at this time of year, we're just making them, not decorating them, just getting them made. So I have some on the wall just to walk out the door. But I get pre-orders all the time, so I have to consider that those are done for opening day.
Well, that's a big extra job.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. She does it all out there. It's amazing. It really is looking so nice. I've been there a couple of times, and oh my gosh, just watching it evolve is wonderful.
Yeah, decorating it is one thing, but it's the vendors when they come in and set up their tables that really make the market something special.
Let's talk a little more about the vendors then. Anyone who's come every year, any long-term vendors you'd like to mention?
I've been, we talked about it last night. So we've started it in 2017. Artist Randy Wilhelm, he's been there since the beginning. Artist Diane Kinney has been there since the beginning. I think I have five, but those two on the top of Jeff and Mindy Stearns, they do CNC work.
Kim Spencer, so, I saw
Kim
she
Spencer,
was there.
Yep, I think she's been there since the beginning as well.
Yeah, market veteran. She's been
absolutely
at the market for years and years.
You know, and I lean on those people that have done it for a long time for any advice. Kim, Diane helps us decorate a lot. When she has extra time, she wants to, you know, she'll help with the outside. Kim's lovely.
She is
always like, I bounce a lot of ideas off of her.
Yes, she is a veteran. She's been through a lot of different markets. So
yeah.
Good advice.
And obviously it's a win-win for you and then also the vendors, so you must have some, you don't have to explain the nitty-gritty of it, but there must be a financial arrangement so that you all benefit a bit.
It started out being a community event and bringing awareness to Pisney. So when we started, and how we still continue to do it, is all the vendors are local. I don't think I have any. I might have one that's, you know, Priest River area, but they're local artists. You know, they rely on this, you know, a lot of times for their living or extra income in this economy. And when we wanted to bring awareness to what we did, we said, okay, weekends aren't enough. So we always have it. It's 2 weeks long, 7 days a week. The vendors pay their vendor fee, and then we manage the tables. So they have all the, you know, all their items are marked with their vendor number, and that allows them to go do other markets while we're still selling product for them.
That's a nice feature. So the vendors don't have to be there, and you manage all the money coming in.
Yeah.
That's great. Any special events happening, like Santa coming, or is every day special there?
Pretty much every day is special. No Santa. We don't really, haven't really thought about that.
Yes.
And we are, you know, we are a unique small venue. 50 is a lot for me to have in there.
Yes.
Usually my comfort zone is probably 40 to 42.
It's not that big of a space. When you drive by, you think it's a big greenhouse, but when you go in there, it's full.
It only looks big when it's empty.
That's true. That's the way greenhouses are. They fill up pretty fast.
Yes.
Okay, so is there an open house at the first weekend or anything of that sort?
So we...
Not really?
Not just, really.
Just open the doors and off to the races.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so this is December 1st to December 14th. Hours?
10 to 6 daily.
10 to 6. Busy. Long day,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could you give us a little of your contact information, phone number of PISNY?
Yeah, you can visit Panhandle Special Needs on our website, panhandlespecialneeds.org. Our phone number is 208-263-7022, and the front office can direct you to the department you need. What else you need?
Okay. Well, I think we need to go back to the fundraising.
Me too.
Part of it. I need to hear more about that. Not the fundraising, but the building, the big project you have going on. That's on your website too.
Yes. Our strategic plan is on our website. We've purchased the property across the street where the cottage is at 1407. It's just under 2.5 acres. So land-wise, we know we have enough room. Now it's just raising the money to start that. And we're going to do it in phases so that, you know, hopefully we can build the first phase. We do have to be off of the property we're on now in 2033. So we are time limited.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems like a long ways away, but really we feel under pressure every day on, you know, how are we going to gain the funds to start the build?
Yes.
So.
Yes. How big is your fundraising campaign? Do you have some idea of what you're trying to accomplish?
I believe the entire project would be around $7 million, the entire project. That's why we think phases are most advantageous to the company, because we can raise enough money to do phase one. We can raise enough money 2 years later to do phase two.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and continue with the in-house work services and then the living skills portion of it.
Yeah, everything stays the same. We're just finally going to be under one roof and have space enough. I mean, we have a wait list because we don't have the capacity to serve more people. So that's a struggle. You don't want anybody sitting at home when they could be receiving services and gaining valuable skills.
Mm-hmm.
So
what are your fundraisers coming up? Have you planned any yet?
They have. PISNY currently has a fundraising committee. They meet weekly. I'm too busy to be involved in that department, so I'm not exactly...
Oh, okay.
In all of the know.
Mm-hmm.
I
see you have a Christmas tree downtown for the...
We do.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's for the Envisions Festival of Trees. We were partnered with Burlwood Dreams. And what they're doing this year is the sponsor businesses that are in the downtown business district get with their local nonprofit, and they come up with an idea and decorate the tree, and... We're selling raffle tickets for the tree. So the trees that are in the downtown business districts are getting raffled. And the nonprofits are the ones selling the tickets. So I believe you can stop by and get tickets at Panhandle Special Needs. We'll be downtown Friday and Saturday selling tickets from the square to Burlwood.
Mm. Just a question, and I may sound dumb with this question, but does everybody need to start with a live tree, or could Burlwood do an entirely wooden tree or something?
So I believe I'm not doing Festival of Trees like that some other staff are. Burlwood made their tree.
Oh,
so it is out of wood. I have not seen it,
but
I hear it's phenomenal.
Uh-huh.
It might be in their window, but I'm not sure.
Wow. Will they raffle it then this coming week, or over the Festival of Trees
weekend? It goes
through
the 6th.
Okay.
So I think the raffle drawing is on this December 6th.
So you can, will you have tickets out at PISNY as well?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
And down at Burlwood, I assume.
Yes.
Okay. How much are tickets? Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, that's a trick question.
But I should have asked that before I came here.
Well, you got a call to find out. People will do that.
Yes, yes.
Very good.
A fun tree to win, it sounds like. Who wouldn't want that one?
And finally, let's talk about the greenhouse in the spring. Mm. What do you do in the spring in
the greenhouse? I love
the greenhouse.
Oh,
of course.
You know, it's just going bananas in there when we start. So I have plants and plugs and seeds starting February. You know, we always have the phenomenal hanging baskets that we purchase from Mountainside Greenhouse. Paul's just been wonderful to us. And with his mentorship, we started doing baskets as well. So this last year, we had over 450 baskets, and I bet we sold out in 3 weeks.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, and do your employees, the special needs folks help with those?
All of it. They
nice.
Have, yes, they fill the pots, they transplant the plugs, they plant the seeds, they water, they prune, they deliver.
And the bedding plants, do you have bedding plants for sale as well?
Yes, we started that several years ago just because originally, we were only doing baskets, and it seemed a little empty. So then I just slowly started growing it. So we do all the bedding plants for in-ground or pots, baskets. We do vegetable starts. We have herb starts.
And
there's barely any walking room in there on an opening day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Give us the season there. Are you open all spring into the summer?
We're a short season, mm-hmm. like unlike other greenhouses. We always open the Monday before Mother's Day, and we're closed by July 1st.
Okay.
So well, we're typically sold out by then.
6 weeks, eight weeks.
Right.
Great.
Do any of the special needs folks go on to have jobs in greenhouses or nurseries? Oh, I got one. Got one before Julie got it. Julie P.
We haven't had that yet, but probably mostly because of transportation.
Sure, they're out of town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Any of the clients have any crafts at this craft?
We have several. So
okay.
We have one gal, Christy Hampton. She's been in the market every year that I've ran it, and she does pot holders, and she makes these really nice, I call them beach bags, but she takes grocery bags and cuts them in strips, and she knits or crochets them into these nice beach bags. So she'll have those items in there. And then we have a Pisney table. So we took all of the client artwork. We used to have an art program, and then the client sold all their artwork. We had a big show. Well, we've turned on that artwork into coffee mugs and teacups. So we had some down. We may still have some down at Evans Brothers. As you know, they did a Pisney coffee for
mm-hmm.
us. So we have the mugs, the teacups, calendars this year. So it'll be a picture of one of the clients with their favorite recipe and why they like it. And then it'll have the recipe on there.
Wow.
So, and then in-house, everybody does a project of a decoration of sorts. So we have a little tree with their ornaments.
Yes.
So
that's great.
Yeah.
And do the clients learn their cooking skills through you?
They do.
That's
yep.
really
we
cool.
offer cooking classes. So.
All life skill classes, budgeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So life skills, budgeting, housekeeping, shopping, laundry, transportation. We do spot bus classes so they can, the ones that live in apartments, they can get on the spot bus and safely travel to one of the grocery stores and back.
Wow.
Are most of the clients independent? Do some still live with their families? What's that like?
We have a mix. We have certified home providers where clients will live with them. They live with families. They live on their own. We've had a couple clients just graduate and move into apartments. So there, we would consider that a little bit transitional. They live independently through the week. They go home to their parents on the weekend. So,
mm-hmm. Are you involved in that placement? No,
I'm not.
I'm
mostly involved. I only do employment, and then when they graduate my department, I follow along until they're in the community, and you know we can consider them stable
mm-hmm.
or maintain their stabilization in employment.
Because you're there shadowing at the beginning of working in the community. Absolutely. You don't just send them out in there.
Yeah.
It's really a good deal for the businesses.
Yeah, there's several employment programs. So in-house training, then there's something called waiver supported, which means they need more supports. And then you have long-term supports where you're just going checking in with them maybe once a week for a couple hours. And they can even graduate out of that. They're stable. They know how to manage their stressors. You know, holiday season is a huge stressor. Mm-hmm. How do I ask for time off? Sometimes they're asking me to work and I can't, but I don't know how to say no. So we help them manage those things.
Great, great. Wow, full service.
It's a great organization. Yeah.
It really is. It's.
I think I mentioned 21 in the community. So.
Wow.
And we have the high school program that we do. That's high school students who need job experience. So some are in the community, food bank, and maybe the cinema, learning job skills. Some come to Pisney to start learning job skills, and then they'll, you know, go out in the community next year.
Mm-hmm.
So
through the special classes at the high school?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All developmentally disabled
adults
is who you work with.
Except for school program.
Okay.
When they come to Pisney for that program, they have to be an adult.
Okay.
Yeah.
So much you do for the community. I mean, it's just, I don't know where we would be if you guys weren't there helping our people.
Thank you.
I mean, really,
that.
It's a wonderful, wonderful program. I can't get over that greenhouse. Really, listeners, go over there and check it out. It is full of fun stuff, and it's so pretty when you drive by and the lights are on. And once you get everything in there and sparkling, it's going to be fabulous.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It really is.
You can check out our Facebook page, too. They usually do videos and pop-up pictures of the Christmas market. So
cool. Well, let's introduce Kim. This is Kim Durr at Panhandle Special Needs Work Services Manager. And we're here talking about the Christmas market. Give us those details again, Kim.
Christmas market opens December 1st through the 14th. We're open daily 10 to 6. We have over 50 vendors. Everyone's unique. We try not to duplicate, so you're not seeing the same type of item at every table. You really need to check it out.
And there's parking not just in the front, but on either side and through the little gate
you can get to the back. Parking is a little bit of a struggle.
Yes, it is.
We try to keep the front of the building open during market hours. However, you can pull around kind of between Panhandle Special Needs and then the big cottage-style building next to it. There's some parking in the back.
Mm-hmm. So there is parking, even though it might look full in the front. There's places in the back and around.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, listeners, get out there and get your Christmas list taken care of.
It's just a wonderful place, and it's garden life in the greenhouse, too. Maybe we should call it greenhouse life. A wonderful, wonderful place. Thank you so much, Kim, for coming in.
Thanks for having me.